Hello.
Hi.
Podcast is back.
Hello.
I did a little update on that. This will be out a couple days later. That was yesterday, the 25th of September. This will come out probably around the 28th. Thank you. Actually, no, I lied. This is gonna be the first Halloween episode.
So you're gonna be done in October?
Yeah, this will come out. Yeah. Nice. This will come out
hopefully.
October 1st. What did we see, fellas? What did we?
Haunting in Venice.
Yes, we did. So you remember Death on the Nile? You remember Murder on Orient Express?
All beauty.
Well, Kenneth Branagh's back, and he is, I don't even remember the detective's name in the films, but he's back, he's ready. Actually, he's not ready, because when you first see it, he's retired. He's like, I don't want to be working any more cases. And well,
I feel for him.
That didn't really happen. What happened, John?
Miss Lady came in.
Who's Miss Lady? She's an author.
I don't remember her name. Yeah, she's a murder, or she's a mystery author, and she calls herself the most intelligent person she's ever met. So obviously, you know that she's already kind of weird because she said that.
She's a mystery murder.
But she's
kind
of cool. I actually kind of liked her, and she convinces him to go to this séance thing that's going on where she can't figure out why, how it's like a ripoff. Scheme type thing, and she's kind of convinced that real plot twist happens. So,
the actor playing is the girl, it was one of the sisters in the movie Sisters, not Amy Poehler, the other girl.
Oh, Tina Fey, it was. But yeah, Tina Fey played this author, and she wanted to get basically Mr. Detective Man, Kenneth Branagh, to crack a case so she could write her books, because essentially what we got from her is that she stole from his actual work and wrote books on it. She took it as quote-unquote inspiration, and I mean, the way it sounded is she just completely stole actual things that happened in his cases, which
wasn't,
is just...
Wasn't he okay with that, though? He
I mean, yeah.
He just didn't care.
He didn't... The way it sounded, he's like, do whatever you want, but I don't really like that you're doing this.
Or had she already done it, or was it, because this was the one that she was really taught, they were really talking about her using this as the basis of a burning book.
But I think, remember at another point in the film, he's like, you've basically made your career revolving around my cases, or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. But he said something similar to that. Because it was at the scene, spoilers, of course. You've listened to this fucking podcast. You know how this goes. Because at one point, when he was like kind of calling her out for being kind of just a scummy person for trying to basically just weasel plot lines for her books because of using his cases towards the end of the movie, where he kind of figures out that it's her. But he doesn't say it yet, but they kind of get in this little argument.
Okay.
It happened in that scene. But what I like about this movie, this is the best one for me out of the two others that he made. This is the best one, and hence why I'm recording this for Horror Week. There's some horror elements in this. I'll just get this out of the way. The scares in it, I don't think Kenneth Branagh knows how to direct horror. Because they were just like, oh, they're there. Okay, cool. But I mean, just kind of the setting. He's in Venice, of course, but in this old house, and there's a literal seance scene where this lady's just talking to the dead. We'll talk about that later. Or actually, I'll just say it now. Tina Fey and all those people, they were basically poisoning a bunch of people, and it was just got very convoluted in the whole mystery thing. But yeah, they that happened. I forgot where I was before then.
The one thing that I don't really like about these movies is that it's kind of impossible as an audience member to solve the mystery because you don't really know everything like
mm-hmm.
you do. But you also don't.
You can kind of pick out the person, and it's
yeah.
kind of predictable, but kind of their ways around to getting to it, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the horror aspects of this, it was good. Not the scares, but the atmosphere, that's the word I was looking for, is a lot more different because they're in an old house. Hauntings are going on. I already forgot what was inside. Jesus Christ.
There
the rust.
Element of real supernaturalness.
There is.
Weird. So it's like you're trying to pick out between the two, what's like
supernatural
and
what's
not. Actually the mystery, because it's like there's a weird mix in there.
Because I mean, at the end of the day, Kenneth Branagh was poisoned, which was why he was seeing this little girl that kept appearing in this in the film.
It was like a hallucination.
But then there was also like a couple other things that weren't even correlated to the poison. Because he said at one point, he's like, I'm actually a believer now. And that was, I think that was after he realized he was poisoned. He's like,
yeah.
I do believe now. Because,
well, at the very end, he did see that ghost.
Oh, that maybe that's what I was thinking of, was the very end. Yeah.
You've had a long couple of days.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder if there were other things in there that were meant to also be like, actually.
I think most of it was just, kind of the poison
of
playing
sure,
with it.
Yeah.
But that end is for sure them saying, oh, there's actually some supernatural
yeah.
shit that happened.
This movie proves that ghosts exist.
Exactly. This
so
movie,
movie.
And if you don't believe in ghosts after this movie, I think you're pretty stupid.
No.
Let's be honest.
He literally sees one.
Yeah, he sees one.
Like,
Kenneth Branagh sees one. I can't remember his fucking character's name, and it's kind of eerie. I could look it up, but what's the fun in that? That's beautiful. But I mean, like, the camera angles. Remember the seance
Mr.
scene
Campbell.
When she was
Ooh,
possessed?
Yeah.
There were some really cool camera angles in that.
Mr. Campbell.
I thought I haven't seen a seance scene kind of like that before, quite like that. So that was really cool and something different for kind of a horror. This really isn't a horror movie. It's still a detective movie, but it's a horror. It's a detective movie with horror elements in it.
It's kind of like, have you seen the Scooby Doo movie where they're like on the island and there's like the zombies?
Yeah.
But it's actually real though.
But
it's like
actually
the first
real.
Mystery that they've had this real.
Yeah. So yeah, it is kind of like that, and that's what this movie does well. Is it just kind of plays with your mind a little bit of like what's real, what's not, kind of. But I mean, it's just at the end of the day, it's another good mystery.
Whodunit.
Another whodunit. And like I
did really like this one.
And like I've said, I want more whodunits. Like
yeah.
I want this franchise to keep going because this franchise is just fun. Like, not all the movies are great, but they're still, all of them I've had fun watching before. And this one's no different. It's fun to watch, and I eat that shit up. I love detective stories and murders and shit like that.
Same.
Yeah, that's
they always
yes.
They always kill the person that you love and make you hate the person, or they either kill the person that you love or make you hate the person that you love.
Yeah.
By the end of the movie.
And honestly, I didn't really feel that way about any of them in this movie. I was kind of like, okay.
I mean, you didn't really love or hate any of them except for, like, the
no.
guy. But, like, the lady, you kind of
like.
I like
her. But
I didn't
necessarily not like her by the end of the movie either. Because I'm like,
yeah.
I understand why she did it. Because she just.
Dude, the way they got along, even after the
even
movie,
after all that bullshit?
Even after
I
all that bullshit, like, they seem like they're pals again.
Yeah, they're, like, buddy old pals and.
Buddy old pal old friend.
Yeah, sport.
Yeah, sport. I mean, yeah, we're a little rusty on this podcasting. It's been months, but
years.
Oh, dude, the death, the death where she died, where
who
the lady
died?
Got,
the death
the
where
got,
she died. That's a really good one, right
where
there.
She got pushed or something. I can't remember exactly what. Yeah, she got pushed, and then she fell, and it shows like the shadow of her getting completely impaled by like the spike. That was cool. I really
like
that.
I did like that too, and there's just, yeah. I lost my thought. Mitchell, do you have any thoughts on the movie overall?
I mean, it's just like Death Note Nile, except not Death Note Nile. It's like you watch this movie, you feel that more of a horror aspect in a way. The Death Note Nile is just pretty much, you know, who killed who situation. And even though that movie we saw, what was the movie called again?
Which one?
What was this movie called again?
Yeah. Haunting in Venice.
Haunting, yeah. The Venice movie, yeah, it just felt like, you know, it's the same vibes, except had that more of a horror element compared to the other one. It's worth a $5 movie.
I wonder what they can do next time to make it, to change it up more.
Because, I mean, each one they have done different.
Not had the same actor.
Right.
But I like him. But he's
I do like him.
Now.
I mean, he's the detective. So it's like if they made a new movie in the Knives Out if Daniel Craig just didn't appear. So, like, that's just not going to happen.
You know, it'd be super cool.
I want him to have a partner, kind of like Watson in
cool.
Sherlock Holmes.
I would like a future one. So, okay, so there's this book called Artemis where there's a moon base, and then there's, like, this giant mystery showdown thing that goes on
right.
on this moon base.
Okay.
It's, like, a city there. I think something like that.
That'd
be
pretty
cool.
Sick,
on this
actually.
Moon.
Like, this kind of style of a movie, but on the moon.
That would be pretty cool.
So there's more stakes.
What kind of places or like settings would you like to see in future movies of this? Because I mean, this is a book series too. I don't know all the settings for the books, but
maybe like an airplane.
Like an airplane.
I guess they could do one potentially. I don't know how that'd be really hard to do that. But.
I mean, they've made movies set just on an airplane before. So there's a underrated movie by a good horror director, Wes Craven, made Red Eye. So you remember Cillian Murphy? He was in Oppenheimer. You
yeah.
saw that, right, John?
Yeah.
Oppenheimer. He's the lead guy in Red Eye, and I can't remember the whole plot of it, but he basically finds like a terrorist that's trying to take the plane down or harm people on the plane or something like that. I mean, it's a very simple plot. A thing that has been done before,
okay.
But it's like it's a really thrilling movie. It's like 88 minutes long. It's a short movie, but it's fucking in your face, and it's really good.
In your face.
And I think that would work pretty okay in maybe a movie in this series because I mean they've done a train.
Yeah, that's the kill.
They've done
yeah,
a train. Cool. They've done a ship, and now they've done. A kind of a big a big complex, right? Mm-hmm. A bit like a big house,
big old mansion,
big old mansion,
big old
yeah.
mansion.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, I think small scale areas,
yeah,
like an airplane, something that's
find.
Claustrophobic,
yeah,
because every one of
and
these movies has had like a very claustrophobic feel to them,
and where they can't get out and they have to stay
exactly.
in this area,
yeah, they need to be in like. Honestly, I don't know why, but like an amusement park for some reason,
really
I feel like would be fucking awesome for this. Yeah.
Falls off a roller coaster. Who the fuck did
Who
that?
The fuck is this? Like, yeah, I think that would be the next good place for it. Or like, you know, remember in It when the mirror scene... Mitchell.
Yeah, yeah. Where
have it kind of set, well, maybe not the whole movie, but have like a scene in one of those for the next one.
Bro,
so
yeah.
That'd be pretty sick.
A cave.
A cave.
A cave where it's pitch black and they can't see shit. All they can do is hear each other's voices.
Okay.
And hear stuff like echoes and blah,
yeah,
blah,
that,
blah. Yeah,
I think that'd be pretty good.
That would be pretty
I'd pitch that to.
I'd
pitch that to people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be pretty fucking awesome, actually.
That'd be really cool.
I would pay.
Turns out none of them did, and there's actually like those monster things.
Yeah, it's just Godzilla coming after him. You know, it's just
is.
Technically is Godzilla. Okay, sweet.
Technically,
yeah.
Can't help but laugh at that. Technically,
pretty much, yeah. Technically is. But I don't really have any other thoughts on the movie other than this is the I think strongest one out of the bunch.
Yeah. I really like that.
I
got
nothing to say.
This one I think
yeah.
I like a little bit more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
really have much to say. It was just the same movie.
It's
more horror. Or
more horror element. Like horror elements in it, which was really nice. He used Dutch angles quite a bit in the movie, which I don't know why people still do that. It's not effective. it never really was in horror movies.
I mean, it's kind of cool.
It looks cool, but
that
like
opening shot where they did it, I thought that was kind of cool.
It was all right.
As long as they don't like overdo it, if they just do it for like a shot here and there, just to mix it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not effective, but it just adds some variety.
Yeah. I mean, it's better if it's like in a 1930s monster movie or something like that, or some random shit. But like when it's this, I'm like, you don't really need that.
Yeah.
But I mean, the seance scene redeemed all of that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be honest, because there's a lot of great camera movement in that. But yeah, this is the first of many horror movies of the month. Like I said in the podcast update, we're going to talk about horror movies this month, and then maybe throw in one of those history movies in the month as well. Probably not, but you never know. You might see it. But we also have we'll probably have a couple other movie reviews sprinkled in too, depending on what we see. Saw 10, gonna see that. Probably we'll have a review for that in time for October. That'll be one of the first. One of the other early horror movies that we talk about for this podcast for this month. I'm not going to give a list on any other ones.
Surprise!
But me and John, I think we're going to do a podcast episode on a movie we've watched the last 2 years. I think we're going to do a podcast episode on that.
Have we done it on that one before?
No. Okay. So I think we will do that. It's going to be a great...
Just the end of the episode?
It will be. It'll be a great time. But yeah, that's all I got.
Goodbye and good night.
Bang. Yes, sir.
He just shot you.
Yep, you're dead.